Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello and welcome, fellow procrastinator. Well done. You have chosen to listen to this episode. You've not put it off. It's a great start. Procrastination is an area that is very close to my heart, something that I have struggled with a lot, in the past and on occasion still do. It's just the most frustrating thing. And we can really get ourselves into cycles of beating ourselves up because we're procrastinating. And then basically that means we procrastinate more because beating yourself up really saps your motivation. So if you're struggling with this, which obviously you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this, my heart's really going out to you. And I want to say that there is a way out of this. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about why we procrastinate. I'm going to be sharing my own experiences and some of the things that we can do to get ourselves out of this cycle and make a change. So procrastination and anxiety are massively linked. If you would like to get some free resources to help you to be calmer and happier, you can head over to karmayou.com/free and download my free resources there. And please do make sure you are a subscriber to this podcast. If you're listening on your iPhone, please subscribe in the Apple Podcast app. And do send this along to a fellow procrastinator who might just need to hear this message today. So anxiety and procrastination are linked. I hear it very, very often from people that I'm working with one-on-one that this is an issue for them. And I think part of it is due to the fact that if you're anxious or stressed or worried, it is hard to focus. It can be hard to sit still even sometimes. So focusing, concentrating, doing something that might be challenging, difficult, mentally taxing is going to be so much harder when you are feeling anxious. It can also be really linked to our self-esteem. You know, if we're not feeling good about ourselves, if we're beating ourselves up, if we're lacking in self-belief, then it's going to be a lot harder to do the things that we want to do. You know, particularly if they are those challenging things, if they're outside of our comfort zone, for example. There's also something about fear of failure and procrastination. Very often, this is what is at the root of our procrastination. It's a fear of failure because we're putting off this task because we're scared that when we do actually do it, so whether that is starting an essay, whether that's preparing for a presentation that you've got or starting a business, or taking some steps that are outside of your comfort zone in your work or in your personal life. If we're fearing failure, then we are much less likely to take action because it seems safer to do nothing. It seems safer to delay it for another day. And yet we all know that not doing something equals instant failure. So we're kind of sabotaging ourselves in that way. And we are actually creating the result. We're creating the result that we're trying to avoid. And let's also not forget that procrastination creates more anxiety. It creates this cycle of we put something off, so we feel bad about ourselves, and then maybe the deadline gets closer, and it creates more anxiety, which makes it harder to focus and concentrate and do the hard thing that we might need to do. It really is a vicious cycle. And I know the feeling of procrastination all too well, that sweet relief, you know, that we get when we decide to do it tomorrow. It's a kind of momentary sense of relief that probably doesn't last that long because guilt and anxiety can set in soon afterwards. But it's a temporary freedom from having to do something that's difficult or boring or scary. And in the past, particularly, I would, you know, start the day with big plans. I'd have goals, I'd have my to-do list, I'd have all this action that I wanted to take. And by the end of the day, I would have a sparkling clean house. You know, my Facebook page would have had a lot of action and the to-do list would be decidedly undone. And so I get to the evening and just have this horrible feeling of worthlessness and guilt and frustration, and be beating myself up about the fact that I hadn't gotten on with all the things that I, quote unquote, should have been doing instead. And sometimes we can let a constant stream of busyness, I don't know if anyone can relate to this, kind of getting caught up in busy work when the thing that we really need to be doing gets kind of pushed aside, but we preoccupy ourselves with doing unimportant admin when there's this really important thing that we need to be getting on with. And I remember several years ago when I was launching my online course, and this was kind of a big deal for me to create something and put it into the world. And I was constantly putting it off. I was letting a fear of failure hold me back. I was thinking things to myself like, what if I get it wrong? What if no one joins the course? What if people laugh at the fact that I've created this? All these kind of fears and doubts in my mind. And you know what? For me, looking back, I realized that there was not only a fear of failure, but also a fear of success. And that almost sounds like that can't be a real thing, but fear of success is 100% a real thing. It's that fear that if we are successful, if we do the presentation, or if we do launch the business, or if we do get the promotion at work, then there's going to be more expectation on us, more pressure. We're going to fall from a greater height if we do fail at some point. What are other people going to think if we're successful? You know, are they going to think we're getting too big for our boots? Are they going to want us to help them with things and it'll be too much? Or will they start asking us to borrow money or something like that? So all these fears of success can also come into it when we are procrastinating. I think it's really important to recognize these fears first and name them. So is this a fear of failure? Is it a fear of success? Is it that actually the task is just something that you don't really want to do? You know, this can come into it as well, of course. Maybe you are in a career that really doesn't fulfill you, or you've agreed to do something and actually realize that you regret agreeing to it. And that's why you're putting it off, because it's just that you don't want to do it. And I'm not saying that we should always give up on the things that we don't want to do. Of course, sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do. But if it is something that you don't want to do, is it worth just evaluating whether you do indeed need to continue down that path, whether a different career is the right thing for you, whether you need to be really mindful of the things that you agree to do, and check in with yourself first. Spend more time asking yourself, is this something I really want to do, before agreeing to it? So thankfully, I did create and launch the online course. I'm actually running it live again at the moment. This week only, closes on the 8th of June, 2020. It's called Your Calmer Self. I first launched it about 5 years ago, and I've updated it obviously since then, but it gives you the tools to manage your anxiety in 12 weeks or less. And if you want to check that out, you can head to calmeryou.com/program. Anyway, back to procrastination. So I know it's very tempting to want to start the day and kind of ease in gently and do a few easy tasks, you know, maybe check over Facebook, maybe check what's happening on the news. But this is a mistake I've found when it comes to procrastination. So instead, what we kind of need to be doing, I believe, if we want to start the day procrastination free, is we have to eat that frog. Now, there's a book, self-help book, probably written, I don't know, it probably is from the 80s or something, called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And what he means by this is that we need to eat, which means basically do, the ugliest frog, which is basically the most difficult or annoying task, first. We need to eat the ugliest, biggest frog first. And when we've done that, when we've done our most challenging or annoying or important task first thing in the morning, the rest of the day has this infusion of momentum and we feel better about ourselves. We give ourselves a boost in terms of our self-esteem, and this increases our motivation. It means that doing other things that we might need to do during the day is just so much easier because we've done that difficult, challenging, annoying task first. So eat that frog. That's my first tip for procrastination. So instead of starting your day with a leisurely snoop around social media and some low-level email tasks, start by making that difficult phone call or tackling that horrendous spreadsheet first thing. And I think I've mentioned this before, but Tim Ferriss suggests that we do the simple task of making our bed in the morning. It's a small achievement that can lead to bigger achievements throughout the day. So that's worth doing as well. Make that bed, eat that frog, and you're going to set yourself up for a better day. So social media and emails are something that we need to be looking at if we want to procrastinate less. These are the ultimate distractors and also can provoke anxiety as well. So if we want ourselves to be in a calm state so that we can get things done, then avoiding social media and emails first thing can massively help. And I do my best to not check emails and social media for at least an hour after I wake up because I very often quite like to get up and do some tasks really early in the morning. When I was writing my books, I would get up at 6 a.m. and meditate, and then by 7 a.m. I'd be writing my book. And I'm not suggesting everyone needs to do that. I prefer to work early on in the morning and then finish early in the afternoon. I don't work for 12 hours a day. But this really worked for me to actually get up really early and just start working and not checking emails and not checking social media first thing. Now, we all know that Instagram is addictive, okay? For our brains, checking social media is kind of like a drug. Daniel Goleman discusses this in his book Focus. He points out that checking emails and Facebook can be mentally addictive because it sets off the reward mechanism. It's similar to a person taking cocaine, basically. It's the dopamine pathway that gives us this sense of reward. It gives us a hit, basically. So whether it's a hit of celebrity gossip or a sensational news story that keeps us wanting to log in, that keeps us wanting to check our social media or the news again and again. So I really recommend for my procrastinating friends out there that you take some steps to minimize the impact of email and social media, not checking emails first thing. I know I've shared this before, but I literally delete Instagram every single day and I install it again, do my stories, spend about half an hour doing my Instagram bits and bobs, and then I delete it again. That sounds extreme, but it works a charm because now I only spend half an hour a day instead of, you know, 2 hours. I also use an app called Y Productive, you know, the letter Y and then productive. It is something that you have to pay for, but it honestly has paid for itself so many times over because it blocks certain news websites for me, certain social media sites, and it means that I'm much less likely to absentmindedly click on, you know, The Guardian or whatever it is and have a little read and get distracted and procrastinate. So the next thing I'm going to suggest is visualization. So how can you start to prepare for the day ahead by using some positive visualization? I like to do this when I know I've got a day where I really want to get in my flow, maybe be creative. I imagine how I want the day to go. I see myself looking relaxed at my desk, focused. I have this sense of imagining myself being in flow, being positive, being focused. You know, when we imagine something vividly, the same parts of our brain are being used as if it's happening for real. So we really can create a blueprint for how we want our day to go by visualizing how we want things to go. The next suggestion I have for you is to start before you're ready. I think this is a Richard Branson quote. He has this saying, start before you're ready. You know, say yes to an opportunity and then figure out how you're going to do it afterwards. Because so often we make excuses about not being ready or not being good enough. I know that I've done this in the past. So maybe you're telling yourself you're not ready to give that talk. You're not good enough to start going on dates or to begin yoga, for example. But remember that everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone was a beginner once. It is totally possible for us to say yes to things and trust that we're going to learn as we go along. When I first trained as a hypnotherapist 9 years ago, you know, you do your hypnotherapy training, but you actually, until you've worked with hundreds of clients, you're not going to know everything. You're not going to, well, I didn't know it all. I certainly didn't feel ready. I had to just start and learn on the job and learn as I went along and hypnotize everyone I knew, all my friends and family. So getting started is the most important thing. Allowing yourself to be a beginner, allowing yourself to be a bit crap when you begin. I think we have this sense that we need to be perfect before we can do something. And unless you're a brain surgeon, then it probably doesn't matter too much if you make a few mistakes along the way. So start before you're ready. The next thing I want to suggest to you is to take tiny little steps. And this comes from the author of Getting Things Done, David Allen. He suggests that one of the reasons that we procrastinate is because we try and take on too much at once. So maybe for you, you've got this plan of starting your own blog, for example. Now, telling ourselves, I'm going to start a blog today, is kind of an intimidating task. And we might not know where to begin. It's just too big and unmanageable. So instead, how can you break that into tiny little steps? So maybe that's just spending half an hour researching possible blog titles or making a list of 10 blog posts that you could start with and just taking that little step, even if it's just research, even if it's just for half an hour, it's going to create the momentum and the forward propulsion to get you started, to get you continuing. You're going to feel better about yourself once you make a little start, and it'll help you to overcome that procrastination. And so for my final tip on procrastination, I want to share about the Pomodoro technique. Do you remember those egg timers that look like tomatoes? I don't know if you're, I think they're another thing from the 80s. You might remember if you're the same age as me. Basically, the Pomodoro technique involves setting a timer. It doesn't need to be an egg timer. It could be just a timer on your phone, and setting it for 25 minutes. And for those 25 minutes, you say to yourself, right, I'm going to do some solid, uninterrupted work. Do not open emails. Do not open Instagram. Just really focusing for that time. And then when the timer goes off, spending 5 minutes or 10 minutes having a break, getting up and having a stretch, getting up from your desk, looking at the Daily Mail or whatever news site you like to look at, and then getting back to work, setting another timer for 25 minutes and doing some work. And this is something that I used when I was writing my books. It massively helped me to stay on track, to stay focused, and also gave me that structure for having breaks, which are so important as well. So which of these are you going to be trying? Let me know. Come and send me a message on Instagram. You'll find me at Chloe Brotheridge. And if you have any tips for me on procrastination that you want to share, come on over and let me know those as well. And if you're interested in my 12-week program for anxiety that gives you the tools to become your calmer self, you can head to calmeryou.com/program. You have been listening to the Calmer You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, calmeryou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love, and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.